السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Wednesday morning. مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala grant you afiat and good health. مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم، جزاك الله خيرا to our brother زكريا، and we say thank you very much to our brother Mr. Bonface, and we make dua for our brother Junaid Khan Abu Yusuf, inshallah speedy recovery. We spoke to him last night, inshallah tomorrow Thursday he'll be back in action, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Zulhijjah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 33, 34, 35. These verses are for me and you through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, the divine ability, capacity, capability to preserve and protect our Iman and Islam, and we pass away and we leave this world with Iman and Islam through the grace, rahmah, fadl, karam, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 35, Surah Fatir, verse 33, Jannatu Adnin. You know, when we were in school, primary school, we used to have one period a year, a week, they used to call it religious studies, so they used to say the Garden of Eden. So all that they stole from the Quran Sharif. If you study the English language, so many things they stole from Islam. So Jannatu Adnin, the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Eternity. Once a person enters there, no worry, no sorry, everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness, and there'll be joy forever. So that is what Allah is telling us. Yadkhulunaha, they, the Muslims, the mu'mineen, mu'minat, male, female, adult children will enter Jannah. All children who are minors will enter Jannah, whether their name is Tom, Dick or Mary. Yadkhulunaha, they will enter it. And once they enter Jannah and paradise, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, we should ask Allah, the highest stages in Jannah. Yuhallawna fiha, they will be adorned, they will be beautified, they will be embellished in their Jannah. Min asawira, with the bracelets, the woman will wear their bangles, the men will wear the bracelets. Min zahabin wa lu'lu'a, and yea, in this world for us men, that to you genuine gold, genuine silk is haram. Huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati, that genuine gold, genuine silk is haram for the men of this ummah. And those are the words of the Master alayhi salam in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati. But they in Jannah, no restrictions, no prohibitions. Asawira min zahabin wa lu'lu'a, they'll be made to wear the bracelets made of gold, genuine gold of Jannah, beyond perception, comprehension. Wa lu'lu'a, and the pearls, and shining, glittering, and so beautiful. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ, and the clothing, garments they'll be wearing there are made of genuine silk. Yeah, people say they're wearing silk. Remember, for us men to wear silk is not permissible. Man labisaha fi dunya lam yalbasha fil akhirah. Who wears it ye in this world will not be able to wear it in the year after, he'll be deprived. So therefore we should stay away, just, you know, suppress our desires for a little while, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will grant us what we never ever can anticipate and experience in this world. Now we are in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. What will the people of Jannah say? وَقَالُوا, and they will say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي, all praises to Almighty Allah, the one and only Supreme Being. أَذَهَبَ أَنَّ الْحَزَانِ, he has removed from us all the worry, sorry, grief, sadness. Only Almighty Allah removed that. Yea, in this world there's duk and suk, there's dwarra and sarra, there's prosperity, adversity. I gave you in 3-4 languages there. So remember that if you got small children, then problem. And if you got big children, khud problem. So if you have small children, small problem. You have big children, big problems. There are no problems, no worry and no sorry. Adhaban al-hazan, all the worry, sorry, the removed, finish, happiness. Inna Rabbana, verily our Rabb, our sustainer, Narisha, means he's the one. We were born, no teeth. Remember that, you must remember that there was no, you understood, Rabbana, our sustainer, Narisha is who? Almighty Allah, La Ghafurun Shakur, that Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very forgiving, Shakur, very, very appreciating. One rain, $1, 1 rupee we give, he gives us 10, 700 or more also. And if you want, you can join it. لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ الَّذِي, so if you're joining it, the small little noon you see there is called noon qutni. What do you do, my sister, my daughter, with cotton? You join the fabric. So this word also they stole from Arabic, cotton, qutni. So qaf, ta, toy, noon, so qutni. And if you don't want to join it, لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا, so both is permissible. Who is Almighty Allah? He is very, very much forgiving and very, very much appreciating. Alladhi ahallana, he is that Supreme Being. He made us settled, he settled us. You know, we have guests, we say this is your room and these are your facilities. So that guests feel so elated, delighted. I was now in Maseru. My brother Mohsin Abdullah took us to one posh hotel. And I was really amazed, you know, what a place he took us to. So alladhi, alhamdulillah, we say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka الحمد كله ولك الملك كله. Ya Allah, all praise is only for you. All thanks, gratitude is only for you. All power, majesty, sovereignty, authority is only, solely, exclusively for you. أحلنا دار المقامة من فضلي, that he made us stay in that abode, دار مقامة, you will stay here for eternal, you will stay here perpetually, and you will stay here forever and ever and ever. But why? Min fadli, out of his grace and mercy and benevolence. Our actions are just the superficial reason. The real reason, our entry into Jannah, is rahmatan wa fadla min, that the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And remember, Allah forbid, a person enter Jahannam, the hellfire, that is a manifestation of adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Now the person is right in Jannah, no worry, no sorry, no sleep. They ask, Ya Rasulallah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we sleep in Jannah? Call, he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nawmu ukhtul maut, sleeping is the sister of death. No death, no sleeping. Enjoy. Eat, drink, everything, whatever you want. You got your spouses, you got your hoor, you got your beautiful damsels, you enjoy. La yamassuna fiha nasab. So there in Jannah it will not touch us, nasab, any effort, any toil, nothing of that sort. So it's just enjoyment. Wa la yamassuna fiha luhub. And it will not touch us there, that any tiredness, any fatigue, any exhaustion, nothing of that sort there. Did you ask Allah today? Remember that those of you who are fasting here in the Gauteng region, Transvaal and Johannesburg, Pretoria, your time is coming up now, finish up and ask Allah in this last minute. Read, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, we ask of you jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Grant our parents, our brothers, sisters, siblings, children, whoever passed away, grant iman in Islam. Allahumma arzuqhum jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Grant them jannat al-firdaus. We make all you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, we make all of you Maimans now. How are you going to become Maiman? Chapter 90, 90, verse 18. First read the dua. Allahumma, Allahumma, our beloved Allah, yammin kitabi, you see tomorrow I have to fly to Durban, me and my wife, inshallah, inshallah. So we receive our boarding pass, then we go and embark the plane, right? Everybody does that, low national, domestic flight, international flight, whatever it is. So we want to enter Jannah. So we want what? We want to become Maimans. How are you going to become Maiman? Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds and report in my right hand. Ulaika ashabul maimanah. Chapter 90, 90 verse 18. So you become Maiman and you enter Jannah. Maiman here don't mean you're going to speak Maiman language like me. It means you get your book of deeds in your right hand. Allah maj'alna minhum. Allah make us min as-su'ada, from the fortunate ones in this world and in the year after. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 5th of Zulhijjah. That's the correct date. To say 6th of Zulhijjah like the Saudis and that, that's all phantom sightings, seeing ghosts and moonsamis and all that. Anyway, today GG, Gaza genocide, day number 240. And we present to you today's views, news, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. The Haaretz newspaper mentions 4 soldiers, Israelis, were dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire in southern Gaza. So we must remember that. So Almighty Allah is teaching us all these things here, that when we do jihad, we can take anybody on. Allah give victory to Hamas, to Jihad Islami and all of them. The United Nations says Israel has committed war crimes there in the Nusayrah massacre, where they murdered and martyred 300 people, mostly children, women, innocent people. That's their job, murdering prophets and messengers and babies. They are baby killers, and therefore the Israeli regime is on the verge of collapse. Did I say so? The Haaretz newspaper carried the article. I sent it out yesterday to thousands of people. The end of Zionism is very, very near. Hamas says, now America is playing good boy. It plays good cop, bad cop, you see. All haramis, bigger shaitan, super terrorists, they are America, Israel, Britain. So now they say that, no, we're waiting for Hamas. So Hamas say, we agree. You understand what the three-phase peace treaty and truce and so. But 2 conditions. There must be a permanent ceasefire, and he, the butcher, remember, of Gaza, that is Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami, the war criminal, he says that he will not agree to. And Hamas says every Jutla Jutli, every Jew Zionist must be get out of Gaza. We don't want no Jutlas here. 100% we agree with you on that. Biden, wherever he goes, he is heckled, you must remember. Do you know when Nixon was caught, then they called it Dead Gate, the Nixon Gate. When O'Clinton was caught, you must remember, they called it the Monica Gate. Now remember what Biden, they're calling it, make me laugh, but that's the word they use, forgive me. They're calling it the Poop Gate. You see why Poop Gate? This harami president of the White House and of America can't even control his bowels. Imagine that in front of thousands and millions of people on TV, he soiled his trousers and his underpants and his diapers and all that. And this is how he became the idiot and the fool and the donkey he is. Joe by genocide Biden. Imagine he wants to still run for elections. One side you got the pooper, a poop gate guy. And on the other side you got the criminal. 34 charges of Trump. That is your American politics. Whole bunch of them haramis. And take my name and tell them, remember that. Your Modi is in big trouble. So now everything, the chickens are coming home to roost. Two Indians dispatched to hell there in Ukraine fighting for Russia. Now what Indian guys want to go and fight today in Russia against Ukraine? So Ukraine sent those two Indian guys, idol worshippers, straight to hell. You understood? So now there's big rows and ructions between them. Another harami, murtad, and enemy of Islam and Muslims, the leader of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, MBZ. Saudi is MBS, and there Dubai, Abu Dhabi is MBZ. Both shaitans, haramis, traitors out of the fall of Islam. So they assist the RSF, you understand, that is the rebel forces there against the government in Sudan. So that is why the problem is going on there also. Israel kills 4 people in Lebanon, but Hamas and our Hezbollah, so when I say our, I mean we support them as far as attacking Israel. They put again 100 missiles straight there inside north, you understand, Israel. So what we will say in the same breath, they are Shias and they are kuffar. Nigeria, 26 people killed, including 4 police. Remember, Nigeria, kidnapping for ransom has become a big strategy there, and the government cannot control it. A shame on them. Listen to what the Haaretz newspaper writes. Bibi Netanyahu's government is not worth the amount of soldiers that we lost and were killed. They lost thousands of soldiers courtesy of Hamas and Jihad Islami. We're very proud about that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Israel has turned the safe zones into killing fields. You can see the whole of Gaza, they're targeting the haramis. Police attack pro-Palestinian marchers in United States of America, in the universities. I thought you guys got freedom. I thought you guys got democracy. I thought you guys got human rights. But now we realize that you're a bunch of liars and bunch of haramis and bunch of super terrorists. That's what you are. Singapore Airlines is offering compensation. You know, 3-4 weeks ago, they had that unfortunate incident of turbulence. So everybody is receiving $1,000 and so many dollars and so forth. Taliban, Allahu Akbar, Taliban defeated America and 48 countries put together with their chumples and sandals without one plane and helicopter. Allah Jalla Wala is giving them oil. Every day they're making million dollars now, Taliban. What do you say now, all you anti-Taliban? Taliban is going to rule all these guys. You must remember that they're part of Khorasan. Khorasan and our Mujahideen will all join up in Gaza, Palestine, and they will destroy Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. Smotrich, the minister of finance, the super terrorist war criminal, stealing the money of the Palestinians. He says, we will not give them all the money. Mr. Bonface, my engineer here, is very sad to day. Why he said so, you must remember, because his vice president, he died in Malawi, and 9 other people died in the airplane. So 10 of them died. 21 days, you must remember, they're going to have their mourning period, and the flags will be flying at half mast there in Malawi. Hajj plus minus 48, 49, 50 degrees this year. Then the Hujjaj will be going to Mina on Friday. Some will be going Thursday. Thursday, they want nice place and so forth. It's free for all there, you know. Macron denies, you must remember, that he's resigning and so forth. He say, I'll participate in the elections. And Cyril, our Cyril CR, is going to miss the G7 conference. He says he's very busy performing what? Pala Pala? No, not Pala Pala, he says. But he's busy with the GNU, Government of National Unity. So the trading of horses is going on. In South Africa, you must say, not horse trading, you must say donkey trading is taking on. Listen to the hypocrisy of America and their judges and their courts. Listen to this. The United States, some courts have passed the verdict that those countries, you understand, that produce bananas and so forth must pay $40 million fine to Colombia. They cause so much harm there and that. You, America, how much harm? You killed and murdered 500,000 my children there in Iraq, and you justify it. Madeleine Albright, remember that. We will name her, shame her, and nail her forever. The Jutli dispatched to hell, and if you don't understand Jutli, the Jewess, how many people you murdered there in Hiroshima? How many people you murdered in Nagasaki? How many people you murdered in Syria, Libya, and now in Palestine, you haramis? The people who should be charged is America, Israel, Britain, and they should be charged not billion, trillion dollars for all their nonsense they're doing in the world. Harvard University is supposed to be the pride of America, denying students their degrees. Why did you participate in the pro-Palestinian demonstrations? So where's the freedom of speech, your freedom of association? So remember this, we must name them, shame them, and nail them, this Harvard University and all of them, all haramis. Israelis say enough is enough. They're packing up and running away to Bangkok and Thailand. They say, yeah, it's better. So wherever they can fly, they're going. Some go to Cyprus, some go to the West, America, Canada, Swaziland. So Switzerland and wherever else, and they'll go to Australia, New Zealand, and so forth. Listen to this story. Listen to this story. If you build to Kosovo, so there the government is giving every person $50 a month. For what they'll give you $50 a month, you must adopt a dog. They say the dogs here, yeah, there are 1,000 dogs just running around, and they're a menace to society. So you adopt the dog, and we'll give you $50 a month. Can you believe that? And then they wrote an article there. They said the Zionists are not true human beings. They're animals, and they're worse than animals. Quran said this long time ago, more than 1,400 years ago. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adal. They are like animals. Nay, even animals are much more respectable. People who go, Adam and Eve, you can't call them human beings as far as Islam goes. They're worse than donkeys and animals. The DA will participate in the GNU, in the Government of National Unity. Helen Ziller says, we love South Africa. Really, Helen, you love South Africa? That's what she said. She says, we will never allow a ANC, MK, and EFF coalition, so we must be there in the potpourri, we must be there in the mix. That's what Helen said, Zilla. And today, inshallah, our brother Monli will be there in Stenger, and our brother Fahmi Mal, remember, will be in Heidelberg, Balfour, and in Nigel. So those of you who want to contact Fahmi Mal of Benoni, 084-200-1867. Those of you in Stenger want to contact Dawood Monli, 063-403-2743. Our programs from today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Maulana Musa Akudi, he's dead, Azizia, and he's leading the flywheel Hujjaj, so we will interview him, Mozaid will interview him, 8:30 to 9 o'clock, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, then 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. G. Ma Salim, we have 16, 17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz.
My three older brothers, all first-time Hujjaj, lost 200,000 rand in total to a Lanesia fraudulent Hajj agent of Mujammala Visas. They say they want to sue him, but I said they should just accept their taqdeer. Mufti Saab, what is your advice?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we carried the story already Monday night in our Q&A. You know, Mona Khalid asked the question, one of the agents posed the question, and after the program on Monday night, then he sent me so many messages, and then we were interacting, and then I sent it out also because he took that clip which I answered and so forth. If you study this fraudulent agent with Mujamala visas means courtesy visas and so forth. It's not the first time, it's not the last time, he's got the track record. I said 100% you must sue him, you must name him, you must shame him and nail him. That is what Islam teaches us. Imagine a couple from Kelvin, they were deported from Saudi Arabia. They had so much drama there on the Sunday. Monday deported, they landed here in Johannesburg, and I even know the name of the lady who was deported and so forth, remember that, and they lost 380,000 rand with the same agent. So how can we allow this? Whoever is a crooked agent is not even accredited to be an agent. Fake visas he gave, whole lot of you must come together and you must sue him and take his pants off for him. Remember, you know what I mean by that. So you must never allow, you know, some of our agents, they landed up in jail. I believe in that. Remember, when they don't learn a lesson, you must remember, we can give them chance once, twice. After that, no. That our deen teaches us justice. It's your hard-earned money, and these unscrupulous people do this. Obviously, some agents are very good and honest, but some of them leave a lot to be desired. My fatwa is this. You must sue him and take him to the cleaners.
Mufti Saab, can you explain how Shaddad passed away?
So you must remember that in the books of history and all these type of things, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that these people, yeah, Shaddad, you must be very careful. Shaddad, you must remember, one is Shaddad bin Aus. So he's a Sahabi. He's buried there next to, in Aqsa al-Masjid, next to the Aqsa Masjid in Maqbara al-Rahma, next to Ubadah bin Samit. So this Shaddad, you must remember, this is what historians have written. It's not Quran, it's not Hadith and so forth. It's what historians have written. That they asked Malakul Maut a question. Did you ever feel, you know, pity and sympathy and that? He said, yes. One day you must remember that the mother was going to give birth and then die and so forth and so on. Then I was wondering what will happen to this child. But Almighty Allah took care of this child and so forth. And then what happens? Whatever he desired, Allah gave him. You see, like MBS and all of them. People look at him every day, billion dollars they're making, but humiliated disgrace. And then he built a paradise on earth, you know, like Neom. You see, is history repeating itself. So how he says, I want to build such a city unparalleled. Already is a disaster. 90%, 70% of the investors pulled out and so forth. Anyway, so that guy Shaddad say, I'll build a paradise on earth. Now the day it was inauguration. So remember, he's supposed to enter his paradise. This is what the historians have written. So his one leg was inside the so-called paradise and one leg outside. Malakul Maut went and gave him death straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So that is what the historians have written. It's not Quran, it's not Sunnah, but he died a non-Muslim. Any person who's sane and mature dies a non-Muslim, everlasting doom and gloom for them, and Jahannam and hellfire awaits them.
Mufti Saab, can we give interest money to Muslims? Can we give to poor Malawi Muslim families? And if I give money to Muslim children in Malawi Madrasa, must I give zakat or lillah? Please let us know.
Remember, that is not the case of Malawi only. Islam makes one law for everybody. If you got interest, remember it is in your possession, is not in your ownership. That's the first law you must know. You got an account, ABC Bank, XYZ Bank, and you're accruing interest, so now it comes in your possession, in your account. It doesn't enter your ownership. And interest is totally haram in all forms, shapes, in all parts of the world. Muslim country, non-Muslim Muslim country. Quran Kareem states, Surah 2, verses 275-279. And Allah Ta'ala says in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you do not abstain, O Muslim, from Muslim, Muslima, my brother, sister, then be prepared, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, for war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bulughul Maram by Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani. Every person teaching hadith should teach this kitab. I taught it maybe 5-10 years in Darulum Newcastle. Excellent book. So remember that Hazraji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu of Jalalabad, when my father passed away and I was crying and our eyes met, so he asked me kya hua. I said, Tanhai mein baat karni hai, I want to speak to you alone. This is in Nigel by the Mona Kasuji's residence. When I told them that incident to thank them, they didn't know it happened. They forgot about it. 1982, after Ramadan. So Hazraji took everybody out. Hazrat Mona Masihullah Khan Sahib. I'm a small little lighty, small guy, young guy. I told Hazraji, my father passed away and my mother is insisting I must leave Darulum Newcastle and come this side. It's too far. So what you say, Hazraji? So he asked me which kitabs you're teaching. So I said this, and I said Bulughul Maram. So he said, woke you parate ho up. I said, Hazrat, amare tolaba aksar Cape Town ke hai Shafi. He said, bohut acha. You see, for you Shafi'i students, and that is a must, you must study this. So you will find a hadith, Allah grant our Shaykh, Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Mawla Masihullah Khan Sahib, Hazrat Ji, and Mama Ji, Hazrat Mawla Zubair Ali, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, all of them, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So nevertheless, in Bulughul Maram, there's a wonderful hadith regarding riba interest. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-riba ithnani wa sabuna baba, that riba interest got 72 categories and stages. Wa adnahu, and the minimum stage, the minimum stage, ayyankiha rajulu ummahu, a person committing adultery with his own biological mother. A person committing adultery with his own biological mother. Who in his right mind can do that? So therefore, I'm giving you the reference and everything there. So my brother, whether it's Malawi, whether it's Hong Kong, whether it's Hammanskraal or New York or Timbuktu, the same law applies. You got interest, it is wajibut tasadduq, get rid of it immediately. Give it to poor people, Muslim or non-Muslim, preferably Muslim. And if you're giving it to your Malawi workers, as you say, so any workers, Malawi or Timbuktu or European workers, and employees, you can't be giving it in exchange of labor and services rendered. You just give it like that without any or stand work or labor they served you and so forth. And you want to run madrasas and all that in Malawi, use zakat money, sadaqah money, lillah money. But they are so poor, you can use interest money also, all that. And if you're sending to Palestine, same law. Palestine, now Gaza and everywhere, Daffatul Gharbiya, West Bank, you send zakat, you send sadaqat, you send khairat, you send lillah, you send interest, all permissible, no problem. We must give them enough money, inshallah, so that they can have a wonderful, wonderful Eid and decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, the Hitler's children, and teach them a lesson they will never ever forget.
Mufti Saab, my mother is in Iddat and we are having an Eid gathering. Can my mother attend this function?
Totally haram. Remember, Iddat means that your mother, Allah grant your father, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, from time of his death. So mummy must count 130 days, 130 days. She must stay there in that matrimonial home. No new clothes, no jewelry, no henna, no mehendi. You should go to her. Where's your people's common sense that you're calling her out to break the law of Islam? Shouldn't you use your common sense? We we going all to mummy. Mummy needs that moral support. We all will be there. We will kiss mummy's hand. My father passed away in Ramadan, and it was Eid coming 1982. I made Eid with my mother. I kissed her hand, and I remember how she embraced me. So you must remember, where's our common sense? We go tell mummy, no, you break your Eid debt. Why Eid is coming? No. You go there to mummy and say, Ummi, we are your sons, we are your daughters, we'll kiss your hand, we will give you every support. That is what Islam teaches us, not this kafir, non-Muslim, haramis culture. This week, the 16th of June, they will tell you it's youth day, and then the youth, 90%, 70% are got haram children, they got no job, they're on drugs and so forth. They will tell you it's Father's Day, they the ones who dumped their father in the old age home, then they will go their spaza and make some acting. The actors, they see Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, the shaitans, go to their father and say, oh father, I love you. All these harami business. You Muslims, man, come off it, man. For what you want to take your mother out? All of you go to the mother's house. Ma to Gurki Nurani Bati, the beloved mother, she is the radiance and effulgence of that family. Change all your plans and say, mummy, we're coming to you. I'm amazed and astonished you can even suggest that. Cry to Allah Jalla Wala for your beloved father. Surah 14 verse 41. I went through that experience. My father passed away on second Ramadan, and my mother was there. I stood by her, and when she was in hospital in 97, I could see how much dua she's making for me. So that is what we have to do. Take the duas of your parents, the irreplaceable, man. What are you talking about? So go there to your parents, to your mother, and say, we are with you, Ummi. And for your beloved father, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Read Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established.
Mufti Sahib, the 9th of Zil Hajj is on Saturday in Mecca. Do we fast on Saturday or Sunday, as we are one day behind them?
Yeah, they one day ahead. I sent it out yesterday. Not one of these Salafi scholars, one Salafi scholar, I tied him up properly. He put the phone down. You must remember, Pakka, you understand, Shaitan, he is also so supporter of, you must remember, MBS. I told him on his face, if you agree with MBS, my fatwa for you, you also murtad, you out of the fold of Islam. So I used the conditional clause, if, remember that. Not one of the Salafi fees can tell you. Yesterday I sent it out, Mawlana Salim Karim, I don't know if you heard it, that one Alim Sheikh from Oman. Oman is a beautiful country, Muscat, Swalala, very expensive. You want water also, you make istikhara, you know, that is $1. So for 1 liter bottle, you have to $5, $10. They don't just tell you any price, $5, $10, very expensive, but beautiful country. Anyway, so the ulama, I even met the Grand Mufti there, Sheikh Khalili. I read Salat behind him. And I told him, Sheikh, I'm looking for you. I came to your office, you're not there, and I'm leaving now in 3 hours' time. Give me your kitabs. He laughed, you know. And he gave me nice kitabs, 3 kitabs. You know, I'm a lover of Arabic books. Khairu Jalisi Kutubi. My books are my treasure, my best friends. So that I read Salat behind him also. So nevertheless, very great alim. We have ikhtilaf difference on certain issues, but he must give him credit. So anyway, he passed the fatwa. We don't accept. You must remember the Saudi sighting for 5 reasons. So I sent it out yesterday. All the sighting of Saudi Arabia, remember their Ramadan sighting, Eid sighting, Hajj sighting, most of the time is phantom sighting. They see moon samis, the haramis. And where they saw it, that I told my brothers, you watch there. Where was I? Yeah, I was there in Lesotho, in Maseru. I say, watch. They will tell you in Tumeir they saw it. You understood? So Tumeir got the spaza moon. They go for moon samis and they go for honeymoon after that. So all said and done, whether I say or you say, they're going to do what they want to. So to please Israel and America, Friday they'll go to Mina and Saturday they'll go to Arafat. Your Hajj is done, O Hujjaj Baytillah, wal ithmu alayhim, the sin is upon them, but your Hajj is valid, so don't worry about that. Now me and you in South Africa and so forth, when must we fast? We must fast here according to ours. So Sunday we fast, all of us. So you keep kept the fast of Arafat, yukaffiru sanat al-madiya wal-qabila. Sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The previous sins, year's sins are forgiven, and the following year's sins are forgiven. Even if you keep one fast, it's valid, no problem. And it's not makruh, nothing is totally permissible. And the hujjaj, they should not be fasting, that is prohibited. And if you want to practice now really on precaution, taqwa and so forth, then keep Saturday and Sunday, no problem with that. But if like me, I'll keep Sunday only because I got traveler, I got now programs and all. So inshallah, I'll keep Sunday fast, but I won't keep Saturday. So you must remember that you keep Sunday only, fine. You want to practice on taqwa, precaution, keep Saturday, Sunday, no problem.
Mufti Saab, can one shave face for going to work?
Not permissible to shave the face and the beard and all that, and daily you're doing it, is haram that. Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, wrote one of a master big books, you understand? Every alim, every scholar who knows Arabic, Urdu, and that, and in English also, I think they summarized it. So, hujubu i'fa il-lihya. It does that, to stay, to lengthen the beard is wajib, compulsory for the men. And Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he was blind, so they read it to him. He was so impressed, he even wrote a ta'liq footnotes on it. I have that copy of Hazrat Sheikh in Arabic, that's the original, and with bin Baz, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, rahimahullah, with his footnotes and so forth. He was so impressed by that. According to all four schools, it's wajib, compulsory. And you must remember our other Sheikh, Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who used to say, the person who shaves his beard, that daiman is in sin. A day and night in khalwa jalwa is in sin. How? You in Hajj and you shave your beard. You in Makkah, you in Arafat, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Still you're getting sin. Why? Because you shave your beard. It's such a sin, it continues with you. You're reading salat, you're still getting sin. Why you shave your beard? Story time quickly before I finish up. You see that the people ask me, why you keep beard? So I told them, did you go to Kruger Park? Who's the king of the jungle? They say the lion. I say, you saw the beard of the lion, the mane. And if you remove it, then what happens? So I was in Heidelberg, in Sidhaven. I asked the people in Heidelberg, what's their school name? They say Sidhaven. I said, yes. So that place, they invited me, Babu Mughalia and Muhammad Yusuf Mullah. They all passed away. Allah give them Jannat al-Firdaus. So that Burki asked me the question, Hukomas al-mal from Yara Bhaftman, why you all keep beard? So I told him, this couple got married, you see, and they had a baby. And the baby got confused. He went to the father's chest, you see, for the milk. He said, no, as khanuch. I understood the answer now. It's our identity. Keep big beards like the Taliban, and we will take on the enemy. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.